As we always say, we talk for development, and that is what we will try to do yet again. 8 minutes gone past the hour of five. This is Hard Facts in 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Kala Lakurubatubo, and once again, thank you for staying tuned to the show. Now, I want to talk about something I saw on one of the newspapers talking about local governments in Nigeria. And you know, the person who was talking, or the person who made the statement about local governments in Nigeria, is the chief of staff. I'm talking about Femi Gbajabiamila. Now, in summary, he said that the local government structure has collapsed. He said it. Local governments, 774 of them, from what I deduce him saying, have not functioned as they should function in a very long time. And he did say that this is now becoming a burden for the legislators, be it at the national or the state, because they have to now do constituency projects, which is not primarily their job, you know. So the people look up to them. The people look up to legislators for setting development to come to their, you know, to that local government. But what do they say? They say to solve a problem, you have to go to the root. To stop a tree or a plant from growing, you would have to uproot it by the roots. The foundation of a house is so vital that it determines the durability of, you know, the structure, the building. So many things have been said about foundation. The foundation is critical. And in a kind of governance structure that we practice, the local government is very, very vital. But over the years, we fail to recognize the importance, the value of the local government. All eyes have been at the center, and sometimes the state governments. Even the state governments, like I would say, the state governments have a big role to play in the development, not necessarily just the president, but the governors have huge roles, big roles, mammoth roles to play in the development of our country. But we're not focusing on the state governors today. We're focusing on the local governments. When we hold elections, we want to make sure we vote for who is president and who is governor. But we don't pay as much attention to who is the local government chairman, who are the councillors representing the various wards at the local government level. No, we don't pay that much attention. And judging the passion, judging the energy we used to participate in the last election, one can argue that a lot of Nigerians are tired of the status quo. A lot of Nigerians want change. A lot of Nigerians want development. And that's why a lot of Nigerians currently are heartbroken, because what they wanted is not what they have got. You know what they say, what I ordered versus what I got. And that's the situation in the political arena in Nigeria. Now, changing the situation, you and I can agree that the institutions are also very important. The institutions are very vital if we would get the kind of development that we want. For instance, INEC would have to be neutral as neutral can be. The police would have to do its functions, would have to perform its functions without fear or favor. the judiciary would have to, yes, law is not emotions, like the CJN has said, but it would have to interpret the law in the best way possible, that even Nigerians who are in opposition cannot argue or do not even have great arguments. But for us to be able to strengthen our institutions, I dare say it starts from the local governments. I'll tell you why. If the local governments can think, okay, before I even tell you how they can think, you know that subtly, recently, there have been some kind of competition between states. States have begun to compete, you know, amongst themselves in a good way, you know, in a good way. The other day I was listening to Dapo Abiodun, Ogun State Governor, and I realized that it really states that, because everybody wants to end up being a president in Nigeria, so state governors are looking at doing some great projects. It's no longer the media projects anymore. People are striving to ensure that they put things on ground. Now, it's not perfect. It's not there yet. It's not even up to 30-40% development, but state governors are doing it. But do we see the same energy at the local government level? Do we see local government chairmen, the 774 of them, compete amongst themselves and say, okay, I want to think out of the box and create, you know, a very wonderful IGRO for my local government? These days, we can say, Lagos State has the highest IGRO, followed by River State in the last 4 to 6, 8 years, right? It's been Lagos State, River State, Ogun State, and the FCT in the first four. But what about the local governments? Do we have such measurements to checkmate how creative the local governments have been in the past few years? Or has it been, let's wait for allocation. Allocation has come. Allocation is not enough. You know, we would pay salaries. So we'll just build you one structure, maybe for schools, or we just build one structure, you know, market, call it market, and, you know, we launch it or we commission it and people come and clap for us and dance for us. And then we say, yes, we have done a good job. But yet again, let's borrow a leaf from how local governments are structured outside the country. Local governments are the first government that the people get to see and feel and enjoy before you now talk about other ties of government. And my question today is, why are we not as interested? And it's because I'm puzzled. It's because I just can't help but wonder. And I'm of the belief that if we want to shake the system, we should be able to shake the system from the local government level. Now, if there is anything we can learn from the political drama happening in River State, it is that, you know, power has been talked about recently has to do with structure. And when you say structure, as defined by the former governor, now FCT minister, it is, you know, the various political offices down to the local government chairman. So that means if we, the people, now, not a political party, I'm not here for a political party, I'm not here for anybody, but if we, the people, can hold the local government and ensure, because you want to change from the top, but you've not looked at the bottom. If we can take control, we the people, in River State, in Akwa Ibom State, in Delta State, in Borno State, if we the people can come out and say, we will ensure that the local governments are not any more an extension of the state governors. The local governments are no longer, you know, a party, know me, I know you affair, but it is for the people. So we go beyond building markets, we go beyond and become creative, where the people living in the local government can have the basics of life, you know, water supply, good electricity. I mean, what happens if the local government decides to go into solar farming? I'm just asking questions, just questions. But you see, for that to happen, the people would have to be interested in what is happening in the local government. If I should ask you now, what is happening in your local government? What are the policies of your local government chairman? What is the local government budget? Would you be able, even me asking, I don't know. I would not lie to you. I do not know. But before I go on talking and, you know, giving you my unpopular opinion, yeah, today I'm giving you my opinion, let's quickly take a read and, you know, let's get to understand what Gbajabiamila tried to say. Now, the report says the Chief of Staff to President Bola Tinubu and ex-Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mr. Femi Gbajabiamila, said that the failure of the local government system in Nigeria is mounting untold pressure on federal lawmakers. He stated these at the one-day capacity retreat put together for chairmen and deputy chairmen of House of Representatives committees in Abuja on Monday. Okay, so I'm looking. He said the collapse of local government administrations across the country has created a situation where constituents look to their legislative representatives to fill the gap and perform municipal functions in the various communities. So he noted that it has become the legislator's responsibility to cater to every constituent's needs, from primary health care to basic education services, from maintenance of markets to support for rural cooperatives and provision of critical social infrastructure. Now, he said the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria did not envisage such a role for the legislator, and it did not make provisions for the legislator to perform in such capacity. Yet political reality requires the legislator to meet this constituency demands by whatever means. And in my opinion, he's saying it is because the local government has failed. He also said we must have a national conversation about the state of affairs. Then we need to agree on what steps we must take to address the situation so that we can free our legislators to legislate for the national interest as the Constitution intended. So that is why we're having this conversation. So how do we make sure? I don't know if that's the right question, but really, how do we get the local government, you know, to function in the capacity our forefathers thought of the local government and, you know, created the local government for that reason? How do we get them to work? But more importantly, and my question is, why are we not as interested? And it's a sincere question. I'm really, really, you know, bothered about this conversation. Why are we not interested in who is local government chairman? And you see, the conversation is still very important in this light, that elections for, you know, who becomes president or who becomes governor holds at the various local governments, you know, the various wards of the local governments. And if you have someone who's for the people, don't you think he will be able to aid in the fight for us to have a free and fair and credible and inclusive elections? Because he is the chief security officer of the local government. I'm just saying, I'm just thinking in theory. But what do I know? Let's open the phone lines. I've been talking for too long. Let's open the phone lines now. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. I think I can squeeze in one phone call before the commercial. And let's get your thoughts on this one. What do you think? Why are people not really interested in local governments, or should I say the grassroots governments? Why is there no interest as it should be? I mean, look at all of us talking about, oh, leave Governor Fubara alone, leave this. But there is, I mean, think about it. Out east, we should be talking with the local government chairman, right? We should be talking with, you know, local government chairman in terms of development, in terms of electric power supply and all the likes. But I've got Muriel, and Muriel is calling me from Okrika. So let's listen to Muriel before the commercial break. Hello, Muriel. Welcome. Hello, Muriel.
Hello, Canada. Good evening.
Yeah, welcome, welcome. What's on your mind, please?
Thank you. You see, the different government has been reduced to a very sustainable level that now is the dead to survive from the government. But meanwhile, Canada, the local government, the local government chairman and the government are supposed to be committed because the government is so faithful by the people who voted for them, who simply voted for the government. But they are so reduced, the governors are so reduced to the point that they are the ministry of the governor. Now, the local government, their status cannot change except they have autonomy. Except to give them autonomy, they will not change. I remember Dayo. Dayo, you know Dayo, you could call them the non-existent local government. That's what he calls them. He always calls them to. And it seems so in Canada. But instead, they give them autonomy just as the governors are able, are autonomous in themselves to carry out projects, they receive their funds for the local government, they carry their own projects, they defend it in themselves. Then it has the local government.
All right, Muriel, commercial break. Muriel, commercial break.
We'll be right back after this.
Welcome to Hard Facts.
All right, welcome back. 27 minutes to the top of the hour. We're still looking at the conversation. Local government in Nigeria has collapsed. Local government in Nigeria has collapsed. And this is coming from the Chief of Staff, Femi Gbajabiamila. I want to get your thoughts on this one. Looking at your local government, why do you think people are not as interested in the government structure at the local government level as compared to all other levels of government? I mean, it's a vital conversation because I do think if we get it right at the local government, we will be able, you know, to return power to the people, and we will be able to strengthen our institutions to ensure proper governance. And I don't know what you think, but let's talk. 0817923 0002 and 0817923 0003. Local government elections are supposed to hold in Rivers State next year, 2024. Would you be participating? Would you love to participate? And I mean, after this conversation, after all the things I've explained, after listening to Gbajabiamila, would you want to participate? Do you think we can shake the political structure in Rivers State if we participate in local government politics? Obed is calling from GRA. Let's take a listen to Obed. Obed, welcome on the show. Greetings to you.
Yes. Good evening, Canada.
Yeah, greetings.
Canada, for local government to actually function, I think we need to retrace back to the Constitution. Constitution has to be amended in a way whereby the power to conduct local government elections should be vested on INEC. You understand? That is the only way.
I'm sorry, Obed. You said The power should be given to INEC to conduct elections.
But you are
one of the people who would say INEC did not do well during the general election. So why do you think INEC will do well when it comes to local government elections? I'm just asking a question.
Now, Canada, why am I saying so? We have governors who have conducted local government, who appoint RISEC and all that. I believe your bet is as good as mine, whereby only one party sweeps all the chairs, you understand, in local government. And it has consistently remained like this, except last year or 2 years ago, who conducted local government election, where our opposition won about 5 seats or thereabouts. You understand? So it has remained like this. So if governors will continue to handpick and put whosoever they like as chairman, we will not have local government function. That is what I mean by powers of to conduct election should be removed from RISEC and instead in INEC.
Okay.
You understand?
Right.
That is what I mean.
Okay.
Because we continue to have what we have each kind governor, people who whoever you like, and put them there. You heard the last time Mr. President was granted the former president, Muhammadu Buhari. He said a certain amount will be given to local government. At the end of the day, the state local government chairman will be handed another amount to the governor. You understand? So why will local government function? So local government have been strangled by various state governors. So the only way to get them off the hook is when INEC is invested with the power to conduct local government elections. Thank you very much.
I've got Nathaniel from Bonny Island. Nathaniel, welcome. Tell me what's on your mind, please.
As far as I'm concerned, the existence of local government in Nigeria is non-existent.
It's non-existent, is that what you said?
It's non-existent. They don't function as supposed to be executive governors of... executive chairman.
So let me pause you down, Nathaniel. So you're saying in Bonny Island, where you're calling me from, you cannot feel the governance of the local government?
I can't feel the governance of the local government at all. Because you tell me that the governor will just wake up one day and sack all the local government chairman. That doesn't happen. Just one announcement, all the local government, and they will be sacked. It will only be acted on the government. If you don't declare, you will not serve as the local government chairman. Now, you have decided to do otherwise. The next day, they will just have to announce. Even without going through the normal processes that you attack, and you just go, just like that. Mm. Even if you challenge it in court, the court process will just go through until all the tenor elapses, and you just go, nothing. So, if a local government cannot just work on one day, and decide on what kind of project to do, and then get local government allocation directly from Abuja.
All right.
It's nowhere.
All right.
Where do you get money from the state? Where do you get the state? The local government China is not supposed to be so. Okay, look at the way they conduct local government election. For me, that is not election. The governors just pick board boys and say, you go. Go and represent me in all the local government. That's exactly what happened. The other parties not participate because they will just be dashed. Nobody decides whether the party participating in the election. As far as the remaining parties, the other parties are nowhere to be found. So tell me, that kind of election that brings about those kind of people, what do you expect?
Right.
They will only be living as board boys and the dictates of the governor, what the governor said. And that is why you can always see that in each state of the situation where the party is existing, and the governor is there, almost short, 100% of all the local government chairman will come from that party.
All right.
No other party that will win any party.
All right.
So
all right.
In
all right.
That basis, for me, I think it speaks volume to
all
the
right.
extent that the existence of the local government, except it is reformed to the extent.
Nathaniel, I have to let you go at this point. Thank you very much. Kirsten from Rumigbo, welcome. Kirsten, what is on your
Calendar, mind? Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. Welcome.
Yes. I think for me, it's lack of consciousness. Because like I've always said, it is not good for us to copy and paste. You borrow something that you don't understand. My friend, Obed Jima, was saying, if INEC did this and that. Is it not the same INEC that is conducting our national election and some states, other parties are winning?
Mm.
Of course, and the president appoint the INEC chairman. His party does not win all the states.
Mm. Okay.
So it's lack of conscience that we don't even realize that the power lies more in the system with the federal system of government we're running, with the local government. Go to the US. The people in the locality don't know the president. They can't be their council, or they can't be their mayor, they can't be whoever that is in charge of the environment.
Yeah.
But because they think that it's above through our experience. We just every day we talk about federal government, the man that is in Abuja. Meanwhile, you have somebody who is responsible for governance in your locality, and he gets money every month from federal location.
Mm.
It's lack of consciousness. It doesn't matter who.
So you're saying
we are really conscious of our environment and understand the system of government that we are practicing. We hold our councillors and our local government accountable because indeed they receive allocation.
Christian,
we don't even understand.
Christian,
meanwhile, if they want to collect revenue, all nooks and crannies in the locality, they will enter there and ask for it to come and collect revenue from us. All we know is to complain about federal government. Meanwhile, the government in our foot, we don't even care about it. It's lack of consciousness.
Okay.
Until we come to a point where we realize that the power of any system lies more with your foot, the government at your foot. That's when we begin to make progress in this country.
All right.
It will increase our economy because, like we said, our economy is at the beginning of our local economy. But every time we talk about federal government, when we talk about power belonging to the people, grassroots and all that, is it from the federal government? It's also
okay.
From the roots.
All right, and thank you.
The lack of consciousness is our problem.
All right, thank you, Christian. I wanted to ask Christian, if the lack of consciousness is the reason why people are not interested, or, you know, I don't know. I was going to ask him that question. Origi from, I missed that one. Please call back, Origi, if you can. I've got 3 more minutes, and after that, another commercial break. So I'm going to quickly run through messages, if I have any, or better still, just stay with the phone lines. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Take one call and then we wrap things up for the now. All right, let's find out who we have here. This one says, please, okay, not for me, not my message. Simeon? Simeon is calling from, where is he calling from now? Simeon from Indele. Let's take Simeon's call. Simeon, welcome.
Good evening, Canada.
Greetings to you. Welcome on the show.
Yeah. You see, the problem with this our local government system, if the government can actually listen, I will say that let us go to district local government. That
okay.
Each of the local governments should be split into the clans, and whatever allocation that is meant for a local government. For example, Emo should be given to the various areas that make up the clan. Now, you know, in this way, the government is going to be, you know, get nearer to the people. And then, apart from that one, I can see that the local government is actually doing well. We are really feeling the impact of our chairman. So, if others are like that, I think our people will say that. The local government system is actually working, but I still stand that we should adopt a district type where it will go, you know, nearer and nearer to the people. So that's it.
All right, thank you very much, Simeon from Indele, and that's how far we can go for now.